The music was what she was all about. From the moment he walked in the door, the music was the gauze curtain coloring everything behind it and making him strain a little to see beyond it. Just like the short chiffon dress she was wearing with nothing underneath. She pushed the door shut, took his hand, and pulled him to her, dancing to the slow, vibey bass that filled the room. She led. He smiled. Of course she did. Hips pushing together, lips creating a container, while tongues danced as effortlessly as their bodies did. He was swept up in her essence, the simple and abundant power that defined this woman. She undressed him while they kissed, challenging him to sway to the music while the clothes fell away, piece by piece. Soon they were pressed together again, his naked skin celebrating every spot her hands graced. And still, the music luring them into another world, complete with intention-filled rhythm. The music filled her whole house. She led him into the bedroom and tied him to the bed, face down over pillows. She pulled his hard cock back to play with it, stroking it to the music. Jesus, this woman. The moment of truth arrived. The reason he was there. He took in the leftover scent of her with his face against her bedsheets as she fucked him just as slow and deep as the bass beat of the music that surrounded them. It was all about the music. The lesson here could be how much music could really add to something, overlay a scene, a coming together of two people with more emotion, with something that fills in the blank spaces, sort of like coloring in a coloring book, so that it's more alive. It just fills the whole room and colors the experience delightfully. So this could be a lesson about how music is perhaps an addition you might want to consider the next time you play. Tune in tomorrow for your next installment of Masturbation Month.